The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
All right, we are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, reporting on this Monday, 18 November 2019. I just want to get down a short list here. We've got an hour left on air here for this program. Just wanted to keep you apprised of who's donating. I'm looking at PayPal. Thank you, John G. for $50. Steve B. $50. Mike M. Thank you for this one. $500. Bill Q. $50. Scott M. $50. Jerry in Chicago. $400. Kit. $50. Gabe, I appreciate this, $25. And Ken in New York, $400. What did you say that totaled up to? Okay, around 1500. Well, alrighty. So, that's where we're at right now. 800-724-2719, extension 3, to donate. This will be run on a credit card machine. Credit cards, check cards, whatever you've got, we'll accept them. Anything you've got, we can run. And also the website, republicbroadcasting.org, that takes you to our PayPal. And that's the fastest way to do it, by the way. So go up to republicbroadcasting.org, hit the donate button, that'll take you to the PayPal page. Or some of you, I've learned, do not have a computer, and you're out there in the middle of nowhere, and you're not connected to just about anything. So here, and it's still a mystery as to how these people still get the program, but they do. Here's our physical address of RBN, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302. Round Rock, Texas, 78664. So, what do we got? British Columbia. Daniel in British Columbia, BC.
Hi there, John and Steve. I just wanted to add one quick thing about Ben Shapiro, and then I wanted to talk about what Steve was mentioning about going after the kids. So Ben Shapiro has gone on record saying that anyone who supports BDS or the Boycott, Divest, Sanctions movement is an anti-Semite Jew hater, period. So any conservative that follows this guy is right out to lunch. I mean, this guy is he's just one of them. I don't know what you think about him personally, but I can't stand him. He's always about Israel first, and you know, he latched on to the sort of transsexual bandwagon and got all the conservatives to say, yeah, yeah, I agree with that. But now it's a full 100% Israel first, and that's all you get from him.
Well, and by the way, Daniel, and how he was created by the very people that make the stars and destroy the stars, that's our media. They brought this little darling up, and him out there, he's a pretty sharp cookie. He's good in debates. But, you know, what guy runs around wearing a yarmulke and is a super patriot and a super conservative? Really? Seriously? Yeah.
Exactly. So, Steve, you were talking about going after kids early. About a month ago, John, you were talking about this mega group, which involves all these players, all these super billionaire Israelis that are involved in the Epstein affair, 9/11, you name it. They got their fingerprints all over everything. So there's a character named Arnon Milchan. Now, he's a movie producer. He's produced Pretty Woman, JFK, The Revenant, all kinds of blockbusters. He owns Regency Pictures. Now, he's got a company called Baby First. It's a television network for 0 to 3-year-olds. If you can imagine that. It's in 6 languages, and this thing's like a big, huge thing that they rolled out. So you're going to stick your little kid, who's you know, just barely out of the womb, and plop him right in front of a television. And to me, this is just sickening. So they're getting them as young as you can possibly imagine. Now, this guy's been involved in buying or stealing nuclear triggers for Israel, all kinds of stuff. I'm sure you've heard of this guy before.
That's why they call TV programming. I think I've mentioned before, John. I've mentioned before there's this clip you can still find on YouTube where the mainstream media actually says we are doing all we can to help Hillary Clinton. It's our job to control what you think. Now, that's working on you and me. The indoctrination, what's going on in the schools, is working with the children as young as they can get them. And you've seen, we've talked about this story time, drag queen story time in schools. Amazing. You mention God in a school, you can get thrown out of school for mentioning God, but the schools will allow drag queens to come in and read to your children and teach you about alternative lifestyles. There's something definitely wrong here.
Yeah, that's for sure, for sure, for sure. This guy also, Arnon Milchan, he was once hired by the South African government to put a nice face on apartheid. So he's major into PR. One of his first films had an airplane flying into a building. They think this guy's majorly involved in 9/11. All his friends are linked to 9/11. Like, he's got friends like Netanyahu, Arnon, Rafi Eitan, Moshe Dayan, Ehud Barak, Ariel Sharon, and it goes on and on. Now, I'm getting this stuff from Christopher Bolin. That's a great website. I know you're going to probably get him back on your program, John, but this guy's he's leading the way in I'd like to really find out what he thinks about this Epstein affair. That's the one thing I have not heard about, him talk about the Epstein affair now. But one of these days, people are going to start waking up. I'll leave you guys with that.
All righty. I appreciate it.
Hold on. Before you leave, I want to show something, sure. Throw something by you here. John, I'm going to send you a copy of this. I got 6 copies last night from the John Birch Society. You can probably go find your local chapter of the John Birch Society and see if you can find this DVD. It's actually a $2 DVD. I made a donation of $2 and got it. It's called Rescuing the Children and Our Nation. And if it's pretty much what I saw in the lecture last night with Alex Newman, this is going to be a fabulous DVD to buy and share with other people. It talks about the indoctrination in our schools and what we can actually do to stop it or opt out of it. So Rescuing the Children and Our Nation. Contact your John Birch Society. You can probably get it through them.
Awesome.
All righty. Appreciate your call.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
I'll send you this copy, John.
The Organization for Prohibition of Chemical Weapons is now hemorrhaging evidence that the U.S. and its allies deceived the world once again about yet another military intervention, which should be front page story all over the world, but it isn't. Yet if you looked at American news media headlines, you'd think the only thing that matters right now is indulging in this childish fantasy that Donald Trump might somehow magically be removed from office via supermajority consensus, a majority Republican Senate. Counterpunch has published an actual bombshell of a report by journalist Jonathan Steele containing many revelations. Steve, I'm getting feedback from your end.
I'm not saying a word yet. How about now?
No, I'm. Do you have a headset on?
I've got just a regular microphone in front of me and my headset on, yeah.
Wow, I'm getting feedback from you. At any rate, okay.
Let me disconnect and I'll come back. I'll disconnect, come back.
No, that.
Sure.
Mike says he's not hearing anything.
Okay. I hear you fine. Sounds great.
Well, I'm hearing you as well, but I'm also hearing myself talk to myself.
Okay.
So here, and I'm not hearing it anymore.
Okay, good.
Okay, now he admits. Well, thank you. The old man isn't going crazy. Thank you. Steele is an award-winning reporter who worked as a senior foreign correspondent for The Guardian back before that outlet was purged of all its critical thinkers on Western imperialism. He first waded into the OPCW controversy last month with a statement made on BBC revealing the existence of a second whistleblower on the organization's investigation into the alleged chemical weapons attack in Douma, Syria. If you haven't been following this story, you can get the timeline of the events to fully appreciate the significance of these new revelations about the Douma incident. But just to quickly recap, in April of last year, reports surfaced that dozens of civilians had been killed in a city by chemical weapons used by the Syrian government under Assad. This immediately drew skepticism from people who had been paying attention to the narrative and a manipulation campaign against Syria, since Assad had already won the battle for Douma and had no strategic region to employ banned weapons, knowing that there would be a military strike in retaliation from Western powers. True to form, a few days later, the U.S., France, and U.K. launched airstrikes on the Syrian government. Now, the OPCW released its final report on Douma in March of this year, but that report has been contradicted by 2 separate whistleblowers from the Douma investigation. The first surfaced in May of this year with a leaked engineering assessment claiming that chlorine cylinders found at the crime scene were unlikely to have been dropped from the air. And it was far more likely that they were manually placed, staged by the occupying opposition forces in Douma. The second whistleblower came forward last month with a day-long presentation in Brussels before a panel of experts assembled by the whistleblowing defense group Courage Foundation, the findings of which were published by WikiLeaks. Now, let me find my place here because I had to jump the page. This new report by Steele focuses on information provided to him by the second whistleblower, who's going by the pseudonym Alex, out of fear for his safety. The information provided by Alex has turned out to be far more incendiary even than the leaked engineering assessment. Here are the 7 major highlights. U.S. government officials attempted to pressure the OPCW investigators into believing that Assad government was responsible for the Douma incident. The officials were placed in the same room as the investigators by the OPCW's then-cabinet chief, Bob Fairweather, which the investigators, of course, felt was a grossly inappropriate breach of the commitment to impartiality. For the record, the U.S. government already has known history of bullying the OPCW on ostensibly independent and international body to force it to allow the advancement of pre-existing regime change agendas. Alex reports that internal dissent on the OPCW's official publication on the Duma incident was far more ubiquitous than previously known, saying most of the Duma team felt the two reports of the incident, the interim report and the final report, were scientifically impoverished, procedurally irregular, and possibly fraudulent. But all but one member of the team agreed with the engineering assessment that it was far more likely that the chlorine cylinders were manually placed on the scene by people on the ground. Ian Henderson, the South African ballistics expert whose name was signed on the leaked engineering assessment, seems to have been responsible for leaking it. Now, the identity of the leaker has not previously been known to the public. Investigators experienced pressures against saying anything about their mounting findings that no chemical attack occurred, with Alex calling it the elephant in the room, which no one dared mention explicitly. Now, the OPCW's final report on the Duma incident explicitly claimed the investigation found reasonable grounds that the use of toxic chemicals as a weapon took place. The toxic chemical contained reactive chlorine. The toxic chemical was likely molecular chlorine. Yet, according to Alex, the levels of chlorinated organic chemicals found on the scene were no higher than you would expect in any household environment, and were in fact much lower than what would be expected in environmental samples, comparable or even lower to the World Health Organization recommended chlorine levels for drinking water. This extremely crucial fact was actively and repeatedly omitted by OPCW's public reporting in a way Alex describes as deliberate and irregular. Steele mentioned last month that he had unsuccessfully reached out to the OPCW for comment on the second OPCW whistleblower's revelations, and in his new article he confirmed that the organization is still dodging him. Bottom line on this one, folks, if there were any correlation between newsworthiness and actual news coverage, the OPCW scandal would be making front page international headlines today. Instead, the mounting evidence that the U.S. and its allies committed a war crime based on false information and that a supposedly independent watchdog organization helped them cover it up barely registers. Why is that? If you ask Syria narrative managers like The Guardian's George Monbiot or The Intercept's Mehdi Hassan, this isn't a big story, because even if Assad wasn't responsible for the Duma incident, it doesn't matter because he's still a very bad man. Oh, I see. But this is an extremely intellectually dishonest obfuscation on their part, because this has nothing to do with whether or not Bashar al-Assad is a nice person. The OPCW covering up its findings, the exculpatory evidence that the Syrian government on Duma wouldn't be significant because it means that Assad is a good person. It would be significant because it would mean the U.S. deceived the world about yet another military intervention, and it would make it much harder for the U.S. to manufacture public support for other military interventions in the future. Now, I am so sick of this. Folks, we created...
I can tell you right off the bat, John, what I noticed from those pictures coming in when they tried to blame Assad for the chemical attack was, what is the first thing you want to do is remove the people from the source, the gas itself, the toxic gas. And the second thing is you slap oxygen on them. And I saw kids in an ER, appeared to be an ER, just sitting there, maybe slumped over, but no oxygen.
Yeah.
Didn't quite make sense, because that's the first thing you do is put oxygen on. You aerate the patient. No oxygen.
No more chlorine than what's in our tap water, folks.
Right.
Let's take the break. We'll be back.
Pretty much.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Chance in West Virginia. Go ahead, Chance.
Yes, hello, John. Hello, Steve. You know, referring to that clip you played by that woman, and I use that term loosely, Specter, saying that Jewish hatred is inherent in European-Americans' DNA, she's telling us exactly what they think of us, listeners. Wake up.
Yeah.
You know, I noticed she didn't make any mention of how the so-called Jews were expelled from Carthage, Alexandria, Egypt, Ukraine many, many times, Lithuania, North Africa, and God knows other countries. She didn't mention that conveniently, though, didn't she?
Well, you know? And you know what, Chance? There's extenuating stuff to this circumstance as well. Did you know that 26 out of these 27 supposed mass shooters, there was no father in the home?
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Well, and what?
How many fathers are in a home in a majority across the country nowadays? That doesn't surprise me, John.
Well, the point is, Chance, to bust up the family, which is literally the backbone of this country, to bust up the family, get your propaganda into their little heads, get them diverted off into thinking about sex in the schools. It's to break everything up. This idea of Mexicans and other than Mexicans coming into this country, it's part of the multiculturalism deal. And she basically said that Europeans, your time is done. We're going to multiculturalize you. Europe has Europe has stood for a long time without the help of this twit. But this is exactly what they're doing.
You know, I've got to warn the listeners, if anybody, you can't call yourself a patriot and say you love this country. If you support kosher, and I hate to use this term, conservatives, in any way, shape, or form, whether it be talk shows, whether it be newspapers, magazines, if you support them in any way, shape, or form, even clergymen, then don't call yourself a patriot and say you love this country, because that's impossible. It's impossible.
Well, I just...
They're coming out and telling us, actually. You know what? That was equivalent. What she said, I take that as a threat of our own genocide, really, when she singled out European Americans. Now, I'm sure over 90% of your listeners are European-American. How do they feel about that? How do they feel about being called a hater?
It's the,
they got to ask themselves that question.
Chance, this whole thing you're seeing being engineered is the globalist, and you know who the globalists are. And, of course, they got a lot of players in there giving them a hand. These are the people that have gotten caught with their hand in the proverbial cookie jar, and I'm using that as a big fat euphemism, because their hands were caught doing things that they shouldn't have been doing, and they were set up. This is how you garner votes. This is how you hold political sway. You want to control the narrative? You own the medias in this country. I'm absolutely flabbergasted. That I'm sitting here today, and we did a little donation thing here. We've managed to garner $1,500, and I'm $8,000 in the hole. And I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, one of the best things going in this country is this network and the information we provide, but it's not worth the support of the people out there.
Getting back to what I said, what this so-called female beast creature said, I am insulted and I am offended. And most and all your listeners should be too, because that was an outright blame game. She came out and just said it. Who is this woman, by the way? And I hate using the word woman for her. Who is she? Spectre? Who is she?
She's somebody that moved over to Sweden to start her international group to promote multiculturalism.
Yeah, white genocide. In other words, white genocide. That's another word for white genocide.
Well,
apparently.
I mean, you Europeans, you Americans, look what's happening to Palestine.
That's a shame, too.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
All right. Chance, I appreciate your call. I got to keep moving here.
Okay, God bless you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Harley in Indiana. Hello, Harley.
Yes, John, I just had a quick comment I wanted to make about the education. You talk about it quite a bit. I don't blame you. But anyway, I went to Grandparents Day last Friday, Veterans. And for an hour and a half, I sat there and watched propaganda given to third graders, my third grade granddaughter. And the last speaker got up and told her it was her hope and pray that when these children grew up, they would join the military and go out and fight for America. Third graders. And the whole program was videos live from different, from the Marines, from the Coast Guard, these different guys showing them and honoring them and showing what great men they are, this, that, and the other, and that these young people needed to go out and do that. At third grade, I was aghast and disgusted.
Transmission belt for government propaganda, buddy. Get used to it.
And I said things kind of out loud to a point on purpose, but yet respectfully under my breath, Yeah, I got a few looks from people,
I bet you did.
They're just breeding warriors, people to go out and fight wars and lose their arms and legs.
It's Harley, unreal. Thanks.
So anyway, John.
I'm up against the break, Harley. Thanks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Well, 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 more capitulation. Steve, you ever eat a Chick-fil-A? Steve? Hello? Do we have him?
I'm going to nut it out. Let me reconnect.
Well, that's funny that you didn't get a call from him.
He can hear. He can't hear.
Well, Chick-fil-A will stop donating to Salvation Army Christian athletes following LGBT pressure. Well, I guess you can open back up on Sundays because you quit being Christian. Ah! Chick-fil-A will reportedly stop donating money to charities including the Salvation Army, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, following pressure from LGBT groups. The company announced Monday that it's refocusing its charitable foundation to a smaller number of charities, focusing rather exclusively on education, homelessness, and hunger. Our goal is to donate the most effective organizations in the areas of education, homelessness, and hunger. No organization will be excluded from future consideration, faith-based or non-faith-based. Tim Tassopoulos, president and CEO of Chick-fil-A, said in a statement, "Watch what happens to your revenue now, Chick-fil-A." Chick-fil-A's tax record shows that it gave several Christian schools and charitable groups in 2018. None of those groups appear in a list of Chick-fil-A's 2019 charitable giving that the company made available for preview. Tassopoulos told the news site Biz News, B-I-S-N-E-W-S, on Monday that Chick-fil-A wants to be clear about who we are as it enters new markets. There's no question we know that as we go into new markets, we need to be clear about who we are. There are a lot of articles and newscasts about Chick-fil-A, and we thought we needed to be clear about our message. I'm getting it very clearly here. As a result, the company will no longer give money to organizations including the Salvation Army, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and the Paul Anderson Youth Home. Those charities have caused LGBT activists to target Chick-fil-A due to those organizations' stances on homosexuality. In 2018, Chick-fil-A gave $115,000 to the Salvation Army for the Angel Tree program, which provided gifts for 11,000 children during the holiday season. The fast food chain also gave $1.65 million to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes to provide underserved youth with week-long summer sports camps at historically black colleges and universities. In August, progressive Silicon Valley giant followed Chick-fil-A's lead, giving $1.5 million to Salvation Army to fight homelessness. Chick-fil-A has faced a mountain of criticism from LGBT groups as it seeks to expand its corporate footprint. The Atlanta-based company recently announced the closure of its first restaurant in Great Britain just a week after it opened due to protests from the LGBT activists. Airports in Buffalo, New York, and San Antonio, Texas have banned Chick-fil-A restaurants in the face of similar pressure. Well, that's the way the cookie crumbles, or that's how the chicken fries, I guess, Steve.
Yeah, John, what is the beef, the gripe from the LGBTQ against them? I never quite understood. What were they complaining about?
Oh, they were against homosexuality because they were Christians.
I don't think we've ever heard that they condemned them. They just simply, it's a lifestyle choice that they shouldn't even go in that direction. I mean,
well, it was the LGBT that went after Chick-fil-A because of their stance on homosexuality. And then they start targeting the groups that they gave money to. And all it did, I don't know if the bean counters for Chick-fil-A were paying attention, or this COO guy, this Tim Tassopoulos, he's the president of Chick-fil-A. I don't know if they've noticed their revenue has gone up because of their stance. They only operate 6 days out of the week. They're closed Sundays.
I'm happy to hear that.
Well, I'm not happy to hear this because they're letting the swishy ones get to them. And they're thinking about business because they want to open up a new market, and they don't want the LGBT people mad at them. How's that for a Christian stank?
Yeah. Where's their tolerance for differences of opinion?
You know, I'm never walking into a Chick-fil-A again. And I'm going to send a letter over to Tim Tassopoulos. Yeah, you've made your message. You've made it very clear. And I'm never eating your damn restaurant again. You jerks. Can't anybody stand up for anything anymore?
Oh, they're all afraid. The blowback for speaking out, and I see it all the time. I mean, somebody asked me, I mean, you speak out on this and that, don't you worry? Yeah, sometimes I do, but calling it right, calling it fair and square, that's kind of who I am. I mean, that's like you, John. I mean, same way as Vinny. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but I have a belief set. I have morals. I have values. And if I see something that doesn't, I don't like anything forced on me. I think you're the same way. I don't think anybody should force their will on another person. And that's when I usually speak out, is when you are forcing an agenda on me or a child, my child, I'm going to have to speak up and say something. That's me. I don't do that to them. I wouldn't do that to their child. So how do they feel it's all right, it's correct that they can do it to my child? You know, I'm going to speak up. Tough.
Well, one of the troublemakers out there, Colin Kaepernick.
Oh, God. He needs a haircut, John.
Well, the NFL set up a workout for Colin Kaepernick to showcase his skills to all 32 teams. He didn't show up for it. Yeah, all he wants to do is play football. And he's and the NFL team owners, they're all being prejudiced because they don't want me on their team. Well, you're not that good, and you've caused a lot of trouble in a league that is 73% black. Gee, I wonder why they don't want dissension in their locker rooms. Despite
well,
that,
he's not a leader. He's not a leader.
Well, he's not even a quarterback.
Well, you know, quarterbacks are looked to as leaders of the team, right? They're the leader. And he's not a leader.
Despite
he should have been fired long ago, John. Anybody who comes to work and gets and decides to get out of the soapbox and for their little agenda, you can do that on your own time. I don't care. On your own time, do that. That's fine. I don't think there's a problem with that. But when you come to work, you come to work. I would have fired his ass long ago.
Despite that, at the end of the day, it was Kaepernick who told the NFL to stop running. At the end of his workout at a local Atlanta high school, the site he chose over the NFL-organized workout at the Atlanta Falcons practice facility, Kaepernick thanked the media and said he had nothing to hide. He also told the NFL to stop running from the truth, stop running from the people. Well, Kaepernick and his representatives elected to shun the NFL workout after a dispute over media availability and a liability waiver. Kaepernick wanted the workout to be open to the media, while the NFL insisted that the session be private. In addition, the two sides bickered over the inquiry liability waiver, which could not be resolved. The NFL-organized workout was attended by over 25 NFL teams and was to be filmed by the Atlanta Falcons video department and distributed to all 32 teams. In comparison, Kaepernick's workout at the high school was only attended by 8 teams. Now, rap mogul and NFL social justice partner Jay-Z exerted some influence in trying to get Kaepernick the opportunity to work out for the NFL teams. The rapper said he took reputational bullets for partnering with the NFL after having been such a vocal Kaepernick supporter. However, after Kaepernick elected to no-show his NFL workout, sources reported that Jay-Z was disappointed that the former 49er and original anthem protester had turned his legitimate opportunity into a PR stunt. What did you say the guy's name was on ESPN? He's a black sportscaster.
You're talking to Mike, right?
Yeah, he basically came out today. See if you is. Let me see his picture.
Short-haired guy, real short.
Yeah, that's him. Can you find?
Talks really, really fast.
Can you find his post? He basically came out and said, "Colin Kaepernick, you're done." You know, even the what was the guy's name for Cleveland? The guy that the quarterback for Cleveland. Johnny Manziel. This guy, Steve, I was watching the NFL draft. This guy gets selected as a quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Roger Goodell standing on the stage. What does this clown do? He comes out and makes the money symbol with his fingers, like, show me the money. This guy was an idiot. He loved partying. It was for him, it was just an extension of his college days. And he did not take the game seriously, and they got rid of him. But this guy says even Johnny Manziel is looking at the Canadian League because he wants to play football. He's looking at the Canadian League to go play football. Well, there are other quarterbacks that did the same thing. They went up there and played for a while and then came back, honed their skills, developed their talent, came back and played in the United States NFL. This Kaepernick character, haircut. I'd like to reach up through his rectum and pull that hair about 4 inches shorter.
He looks like one of those little Harry Carey dolls when you were a kid. Remember?
What's the other one? Where the green stuff? The Chia Pet. He looks like a Chia Pet. All right, you got the clip? Okay, go ahead and play that clip.
So let me get this straight. Colin Kaepernick has been working out all of this time. Him. People in his camp, his close ones, loved ones, everybody talking about he wants to play football. He wants to play football. He's ready to play. Just give him the chance. So what does the NFL do? Recognizing that teams need a shield because they need something to hide behind, because they know that, guess what? If we bring this brother in for a workout and we don't like him or we don't want him, who knows what we're going to get accused of? We need cover. So the NFL provides that. I have no doubt Jay-Z's involved. I have no doubt Roger Goodell is involved. I have no doubt there's a host of people involved, but forget all of that. This man, one of the champs, 25 teams show up in Georgia at the Atlanta Falcons practice facility, state-of-the-art facility, NFL personnel, equipment, everything, video, everything. And what does Colin Kaepernick do? Not Tuesday, when he found out about it, not Wednesday, not Thursday, not Friday, Saturday, 3 hours before the workout, because of some issue with a liability waiver, Colin Kaepernick wants to change the venue. Colin Kaepernick wants his own receivers. Colin Kaepernick wants to video things himself. Colin Kaepernick wants the media. This Colin Kaepernick, media can't find him. He ain't done no interviews. He ain't talked to nobody. Media can't find him, but he wants to do it. He wants the media available now. You see? He don't want to play. He wants to be a martyr. Yep. But guess what? It ain't working this time. All of us believe that Colin Kaepernick would have showed out. And if he had showed out, I'm here to tell you, I believe he would have had a job inside of 2 weeks. But it didn't happen because he didn't show. He wanted to show up to a high school in Georgia, not an NFL facility, a high school, and then YouTube it live. Like the average Joe out there gets to decide if he's on the NFL roster. You don't want to work. You just want to make noise, and you want to control the narrative. It's over. Colin Kaepernick's aspiration in the NFL for an NFL career. It's over. Talk to y'all Monday on First Day.
Now there's a brother telling the truth on another brother.
Yeah. Get away with that.
I am absolutely fed up with this crap. And this caused a lot of consternation. What you didn't hear back from the media and our controlled medias in this country was the fans were looking at this and going, what? Here, a job in the NFL, number one, it's not the easiest. You have to have physical as well as mental habits to be good in the league. I mean, it's, you know, just because you played in junior high and then you played in high school and you played in college doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get a gig with the NFL, because every mother and her uncle wants that paycheck. And to come in with a league that's comprised of 73% black players and then cause a crap storm. And I don't even know why 25 NFL teams wanted to show up in Atlanta Falcons facility. If I was a team owner, I wouldn't even have picked up the phone to say I'm not coming. These guys. And we're not talking about luminaries here. We're not talking about the general athlete that plays for the NFL is some kind of secret hidden brainiac that's going to do the next MC Squared deal. We're talking about a lot of these guys that had a lot of help just getting through college because, you know, years ago they said, well, wait a minute, you want to go to the NFL? You got to be a college graduate. Well, or a reasonable facsimile thereof. And a lot of these guys go into college. This is their training ground. The trade out is they've got to get passing grades because a lot of them go to these colleges on scholarships. So you got to keep your stuff straight. But what you're seeing, and a lot of these guys, you know, the big money, the notoriety, the fame, you see the ego hanging out all over the place. Where is this team first attitude? Well, it's me, 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 which has soured a lot of the fans as well. But come on, man. Here's the only thing that has blacks and whites working together for a desired end. And you're well paid for it. You want to go bust up that gig too? Good luck, Chuck. Now I'd pull about 6 inches of hair down through his scalp. God, I'm so tired of these race-baiting ass hats.
I agree.
All right. Let's take the break.
Well, you know, John, they're talking about allowing the college players to be paid now.
Yeah.
They're going to destroy. They're going to destroy higher education.
Well, it's already destroyed, and they're just going to put the final nail in its coffin. All right, let's break. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Alrighty, give you an update here. Thank you, Derek H. $50, and you tree service people, 100. Thank you so much. You've donated to us for quite a long time, and we are most appreciative of it. Again, folks, please. I think it's about $1,800, and that puts us about a quarter of the way there. So I'm not going to shut my face until we get the $8,000, even if it takes me doing an entire show. You know, people have suggested, Steve, that I shut the network down and just run Rivero's ad. At any rate, go to our website, folks, republicbroadcasting.org. There is a donate button at the top of the page on the right there. That takes you to PayPal. You don't have to be a member of it. And with any credit card that you got, I'm sure it'll accept it. So go ahead and make a donation. Please be generous, folks. If you thought about donating before and have it, now would be a perfect time to do it. All right? And, of course, our physical address is RBN2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or call into the network. Mikey will be here for the next 3 hours. Call into the network, 800-724-2719, extension 3. Make a donation, and we'll run it on the credit card machine. At any rate, I thank you. We're going to keep this up until the bills are paid, folks, because I don't have a choice. I wished I were a rich man, or I wished we had a benefactor out there that had more money than he knew what to do with. We know what to do with it. Kevin in West Virginia. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, John. How are you? How are you, Mr. Elkins? I hope you're having a great day today.
Doing great.
Cool. John, I don't know if I've ever said this to you, but if it wasn't for you and your network, you've helped me quit to put the bottle down. And the money that I used to spend on drinking, I wanna donate to RBN. So I'm going to start doing that because, you know, it's the right thing to do. And I thank you for helping me put the bottle down. I feel like a lot of times when you're talking directly to me. And I just wanted to thank you for helping me do that. It means a lot. And, you know, thank you.
Kevin, that's not a problem. That comes with the territory. Personal responsibility, taking care of oneself, and it's really a drag, you know, especially as you get older. Those hangovers just keep hanging on. It's really a waste of time and a waste of money. But I do appreciate your sentiments, Kevin. Thank you.
The real reason why I called in, and I think Mr. Elkins heard me say this before, but do you remember Ed Buck? Do you remember all that in the news?
No, I do not. Steve, do you?
I remember the name. I'm trying to remember what this was all about, though.
Yeah.
Refresh my memory, Kevin.
Okay. Ed Buck was that high-level Democratic donor that got caught having methamphetamine-fueled gay sex parties out in California.
Okay.
The reason why I'm bringing this up is because Adam Schiff has been to Ed Buck's palace 27 times, dressing up in Egyptian demon garb and partaking in these methamphetamine-fueled gay sex parties.
Well, maybe
the only reason why I'm bringing this.
Yeah, Kev, we're running out of time. You got 20 seconds, man.
I just wanted everybody to know the guy that's running this impeachment thing, you know, this is the type of character he is. I mean, he says one thing, and he's not even honorable or have any integrity.
Well,
I mean,
Kevin, that could go a long way in explaining why he's got no eyelids. He's bugged out on meth all the time. It's Steve Elkins. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome.
And folks, thank you for being here today. Please support the network. Talk to your husband. Talk to your wife. Put a few shillings in the jar to keep this thing going. It's more important now than ever. And it's going to be more important in the future. You just don't know it yet. Trust me on that one.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.